1, 2, 3, ho!
Good afternoon, Little Arkansas.
Good afternoon.
This is Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people.
Yes. We are coming down from an amazing celebration with Lauren the Jazzy Leo. Say hi. Somebody turned 5 years old on Sunday, and how did you feel? How did you feel Sunday? Did you like everything? Did you have a good time? Can't hear you.
Yes.
You did? All right. Anything special you want to say? You want to thank everybody for wishing you a happy birthday and giving you so much love?
You got a lot of love.
Yes, you do. All right, say thank you.
Thank you.
We can't hear you.
You need to talk into the mic, son.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, this week, what we're going to do on the show is we're going to talk about This Is August.
Wow, yes.
And we are black.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about Black August, mm-hmm. what it means, Last night on the Shelter in Place virtual film series, we screened the movie that was done about 10, 15 years ago on George Jackson over there in San Quentin, and the title of that movie was Black August. So we're going to talk about Black August, how it relates to what we're doing today in the Black Lives Matter inspired world that we're in. And we also going to allow one of our regular listeners who contacts us on a regular basis to participate, because he sent us something that we're going to read on the air. Brother Knowledge.
Hey.
We are going to read your...
Brother Knowledge yourself.
Your petition that you sent to us.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and get this show started.
Okay.
You want to say anything?
No, yeah. No. Just shout out. It's been... We've had to be mindful of our time at this point, because we normally do shout outs at the end, and we've not been able to hear those for the last.
Yeah.
You know, so we're trying not to go over 3 minutes.
And a lot of people who regularly listen to the show have been contacting us and saying, hey,
yeah.
You know, the last couple of minutes.
So know that the shout outs have been there.
You just got to listen to them on the podcast.
Right. We just can't go over 3 minutes because we'll get chopped. So we're going to try to stay within our time. And we want to thank you and appreciate you for tuning in, listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3. We appreciate your support. You can listen to us on any podcast platform. The last 4 years, you can listen to us on Mixcloud. You're listening. You are listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. That was Like Sugar by Chaka Khan. Before that, you were listening to Keep On Moving by Diodato. Is the name of that group. And we are still in Pledge Drive Week.
Yes, it is Pledge Drive Week. So, you can call 501-433-0088.
Yeah, I have to remember all of the numbers. 501-433-0088 is the number that you can call to make a pledge of any size, whatever your wallet or purse or goodie bag can afford. We really and truly appreciate that. This radio station cannot function without your loving and considerate pledges. And you can also easily go to kabf.org and click the donate button. And again, you can pledge there. If you love Jade Stone Vintage Soul and you really like what you hear, you can also make a pledge and put your favorite radio show in. Just plug us in and we get credit of some sort. But the pledges definitely go toward keeping the radio station alive and well, and you being able to hear the eclectic, very exciting group of DJs and co-host here at the station. So we appreciate you.
All right. And it's also important when you call to ask about the different prize levels that they have, because the more you donate, the more goodies you have available for you to choose from.
Yeah. Anywhere from hats, t-shirts, books, CDs. Got some good stuff for you.
All right. Like I said at the beginning, this show, we want to concentrate on Black August. Mm-hmm. And we did screen the movie Black August last night.
Yes.
You thought it was pretty good, didn't you?
I mean, I can't describe to someone who was... it's hard for me to describe a movie that is intentional, a target of a structural racism, and also the injustice of our system to be a good movie. I mean, I wouldn't put those two in the same sentence, so it's hard for me to agree with that. I will say that the movie was informative. It shed light on some detail of George Jackson's life and situation and what happened with him, which is the group of three men called the Soledad Brothers. And so I was able to see a little bit more intimacy from the movie, but he has his book. He has a few books that are out, and we'll talk more about those books or give you the names of those books, some books to read on his life. Did you want to talk any about what happened briefly about his life?
Well, first of all, I want to, before we go into that, and we want to definitely keep our minds on the time.
Yes.
But I wanted to just let anyone who does not know that's listening, Black August is an observance that's been going on for, it started in the 70s. So what is that, about 40, 50 years? It's been going on about 40 or 50 years. And it's a movement that was founded by prisoners to bring, to shed light during the month of August on freedom fighters in Black history. Not only freedom fighters here in the United States, but freedom fighters around the world. And also, it's to deal with the abolishment of the prison industrial complex.
Right.
And to liberate people from the prison industrial complex. And in these days and times, the majority of people that are in prison and in jail right now are there for economic reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's, even though the Constitution prohibits sending someone to jail for economic reasons, I think what 65 to 75% of the prison and jail population are there for economic reasons.
Right. Economic or addiction. So, or mental health. Those are all high numbers of why people are locked up in prison. The thing is, you know, you can look at that movie and you'll have people say, well, what about when he killed the guard, and, you know, when he helped or assisted to kill the guard, and what about when he put together the Black Panther Party at that time?
It was the Black Guerrilla part, the Black Guerrilla family.
Yes, inside. The Black Guerrilla family, which was the military arm, basically.
Yes.
But it starts in prison. Like, it's a prison-based movement. The thing is, the Black Panther Party was never, like he said, militarized. This was a community-based program, a movement put together to help support the community, period.
Yes, and most of the federal government's social assistance programs, they stole from the Black Panther Party.
Programs, health care programs, after school programs, all of those programs. So it was co-opted, infiltrated, FBI or just informants coming in to change what they were trying to do and to sabotage it. Basically, my take of it is he should have never been in there. George Jackson should have never been in prison for the length of time that he went to prison. He went to prison based on a economic situation like we talked about.
$70.
Being poor and actually robbing, it was a gas station robbery, and it was $70 that was stolen, and he had a year to life. You know, who gets that for $70, a gas theft? So he should have never been in prison. And once you're in there, then you know, you try to survive. He spent 7 of the 11 years that he was actually there before he was killed in solitary confinement. So think about that. We're going to keep it moving with those thoughts. And we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what we thought about Black August and in the month of Black August, what we are deciding to do. You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Can't stand this way of working, neither this way of living. Got the right to say, hey, and I never got the right to do. All I've got is the right to pray, hey, harder.
You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people. Remember, it is pledge drive week.
Indeed it is.
So get your pledges in, because that's how we keep things going here. That's how we pay the bills. One thing that I mentioned at the beginning in discussing Black August, we have a lot of listeners from around the state that listen to us that are prisoners, that are incarcerated. And one of our listeners that listens each and every Tuesday is Brother Knowledge. And excuse me. And he's excuse me.
Okay.
All right.
No, take a sip or something.
One thing about Brother Knowledge and another brother that is his comrade where he's being incarcerated, is that the U.S. Supreme Court and the Arkansas Supreme Court both legally freed him because he was incarcerated as a minor. And the U.S. Supreme Court and the Arkansas Supreme Court passed rulings concerning people who were incarcerated as minors and limited their stay in prison. When that ruling went down, there are several hundred inmates in Arkansas that were affected by that ruling. And this ruling was put into effect, I think, hold on, let me look up the date, see if I can find the date. I think it was about 10 years ago, somewhere around that. But since then, only about a handful of prisoners have actually been released. And Brother Knowledge qualifies to be released, but they're refusing to release him. Even dealing with the COVID-19 situation, you would think that these people that the Arkansas Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court has legally freed, you would think that they would be the first ones walking out the door. That hasn't happened.
Okay.
So he's put together a petition that he wants to get the word out about what he's doing, and he's preparing himself to sue the state of Arkansas to release him because he's already been freed legally. And I want to read
By the way, he was incarcerated at the age of 17.
Yes.
But go ahead.
And I want to read some portions of this, provided that we have time. I think we're doing good on time. The second of three halves is coming up in a couple of minutes. So let me read at least the first paragraph of this to give you guys an idea. It says, "We, the undersigned, believe that the Arkansas Division of Corrections is holding Act 539ers, and Act 539 is the act that freed them. Act 539ers beyond their transfer eligibility dates due to no fault of their own, making this an emergency situation worth being ruled upon through the courts as soon as possible. We could have gone home, but because the Arkansas Department of Division of Corrections refuses to properly apply the provisions of the Fair Sentencing of Minors Act, along with current Arkansas Supreme Court rulings, these juvenile offenders are being held in prison without just cause. And in the midst of COVID-19, a medical pandemic, where these young men are made more vulnerable to sickness and death when they should have rightfully been brought before the Board of Parole long before the outbreak began. As of this time of this petition, there's been outbreaks of COVID-19 at the following units: Commons, Randall L. Williams, Pine Bluff, East Arkansas, Washita River, Grimes, Delta Regional, North Central Unit, Wrightsville, Tucker Reentry Center, and Northwest Arkansas Work Release Center. So basically, what's going on here is you have the Arkansas Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Arkansas legislature, and I'm glad that he reminded me of the Act 539. So all three of these entities, from two branches of government and two levels of the judicial branch, state and federal, have all legally freed these juvenile offenders. However, the executive branch of the Arkansas state government has refused to release them. Things that make you go,
I'm not surprised, though.
You're not surprised.
No, I mean,
this is the land of opportunity. This is the natural state. You just rolled your eyes
at
me.
I'm just speechless. I don't know what to say to that. And normally I have plenty to say, but I just don't. I think it's shameful. And I think, like we've been speaking about, we have to do better. We have to be just and equitable. And we must, if we are, you know, we talk about court rules and different things all the time. And it doesn't seem like that those who, quote unquote, know the law, they seem to be the ones who break it the most.
Yeah.
And so when they know it and then they just totally disregard it, to me, it's just an unthinkable and unspeakable act. Unthinkable act, rather. Definitely speak on it. But so now we have to make sure. We need organizations like Decarcerate and AR18 and Ruby Annette's
Ruby's
organization, Felon, to help with these type of situations. Organizations that are geared toward connecting with and helping support people who are persons who are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
So those organizations are the ones that we definitely will reach out to, and we want you to reach out to them if you have situations and loved ones that need support being incarcerated in Arkansas. Or if you're listening to this anywhere else, there are local organizations in your state to reach out to for support. And we'll try to get you that information on Decarcerate, AR18, Felon, and Feronda Braswell's organization also. And I'll look all that information up and give it to you before we get off the air. You're listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Say, don't go and grow our love. Woke up today and the sun was shining. I said, Mr. Sun, where have you been? He told me, sorry, dear. Son, I need you.
Sun by Green Ti Peng. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Green Ti Peng. And that was a special dedication. Yeah, that was a special dedication to our son, S-U-N, Lauren the Jazzy Leo.
Mr. Sun, how you doing, brother?
His, for his birthday celebration that was this past Sunday. Before that, you were listening to Love Song by Prince featuring Madonna. That's a shock, but yes, featuring Madonna. Nice compilation there. And before that, we forgot to introduce these songs. How You Gonna Do It by Raw Soul, and Mother and Father by the great Alton Ellis, one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, I'm glad that you picked that song. It was right on time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And so quickly, we're going to speak. I know I was, before we went off air, we were talking about the online petition in support of Acts 539ers. And Brother Knowledge wrote out this petition and has been working with Baba for the past year to try to get some things organized around that. Here are some organizations that I spoke of that if you have a loved one or you know someone or a friend, which qualifies as a loved one, that is incarcerated or formerly incarcerated who are experiencing issues with our injustice system, you can have them contact one organization. An activist here in the state is the law offices of Ferunda Brasfield. I think I said Braswell before, but that's incorrect. Her information is, and I wrote it down here. It is, I just had a number. I'm going to come back.
Well, I mean, she can be found on all social media.
Yes, please find her
in the telephone book. She's a very well-known attorney. She's the executive director of Arkansans to Abolish the Death Penalty.
That's right. So for legal inquiries, you can call 1-877-376-1604. That's the attorney for Rhonda Brasfield.
And we'll be, Brother Knowledge will be passing this information on to both her and LaTanya, like you said, like you requested.
Yes, yeah, she is a criminal justice activist. And then we have Decarcerate, and I'm sure you all have heard of it, is another criminal justice organization support organization. I'm going to give you their information to contact, and for more information you can go online at www.decarcerate, it's just D-E and then carcerate, AR.org, or you can call 501-367-7890. Those are two active organizations and individuals, law firms that you can contact. Decarcerate not being a law firm, but Rhonda Brasfield Fields law firm. Let's see who else. Ruby. Let's see. Ruby Welch is another. Felon is the name of her organization. You can contact her. And you can contact Ruby Welch. Where are you, Ruby? We'll have Ruby's information when we come back. I just got the cue that we need to keep it rolling so that we can stay on time and not go over 3 minutes. And so we're going to go ahead and do that. And we'll give you that information at the end of our show. Thank you for listening.
Observe, brothers. Observe, sisters. He's good. Uncle Sam, Uncle Tom, Big Brother, the whole family's coming for your left fist. Pick a signs ain't gonna make change. Learn your principles. You rapping revolution, but you work for the institution. When will you declare your destiny? When will you obliterate all that associate with the forged realities of the day? Insubordination is alive. Young Africans, you are blinded. There will be no resting in peace. There is no alternative. Re-evolve until your uneasiness is solved. Compliance does not exist. Hear the sounds of your alarm. No snooze will soothe the tears on the pews. Music, muses, blues and yellows, there will be no resting in peace.
But what is revolution? What is solution with no knowledge the problem, see? Do you? I stay woke, stay broke, stay choking on my pride. And if my phone rings, please know that I'm inside myself. My eyes burn blue, for they sizing up your time to be through with coon calling. I'm reading you, feeding you, pleading you. Wake up.
From the soul, it's tiring but better than awake like funerals. They trying to keep me sleeping dumb cause that's what's comfortable. Catching Z's while they alchemy, eating people's clothes. I'm not living life for sleep, so trying to stay in woe. Stretch, yawning, fiending for the comfort of your sleep. Stretch, yawning, feeling
like narcolepsy. Think you equal in the pot that they say is melting. Saying you righteous, but you pray at the master's church. And when you're told about yourself, you get your feelings hurt.
It's true. Find comfort in the day. Sun will rise and dreams will fade.
You brought us back.
Leo. Yay. So that was...
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
The Jazzy Leo. Yeah, give me a hug.
I Wake Up was the poem that you heard first, and then it was followed by Stay Woke, and this is by Oshun. And I think that was the only song we played.
Yeah, that was the only song. Oh. And remember, this is the last opportunity for Pledge Drive this quarter.
Absolutely. Last opportunity for Pledge Drives this quarter, like Baba said. So please pledge and support KBF 88.3, The Voice of the People. And if you like Jade Stone Venture the Soul, please support support our show. And we thank you, appreciate you, and yes, all of that, all the love. Before I got off the air for a musical break, we were talking about different organizations that support incarcerated and formerly incarcerated individuals. And Ruby Arnett Welch is one. She has an organization called FELON, and it's an acronym. It's very positive. But her phone number, and here's her contact information. It's 501-538-2741. That's how you can contact her. Get in contact with her if you need any assistance, if you need any facilitation or whatever it is you're needing. She can help you, or she can find resources to connect you and help you.
One of the things that they talk about in this petition is there's a particular judge by the name of Jody Rains Dennis that appears to have the vast majority of the cases that deals with prisoners in the state of Arkansas, which I find to be very wow. Mm-hmm. That's a wow fact. Like, one judge handles over 90% of all the cases that deal with prisoners, and she regularly rules against them. Even the 539ers, every single 539er that has filed a lawsuit has gone to her court, and she's ruled against them, even though the Arkansas Supreme Court has overturned her. She still continues to rule against them.
Against the evidence.
Yes.
And against the rulings.
Yes.
Well, we got to do something about
it. It's like, wow.
Right. Isn't that something? So what do you want to do? You want to keep going with the music or?
Well, we need to, I'm looking at the time and we need to go ahead and start wrapping it up.
Okay.
As far as, because the reason I brought this petition up, because it speaks to the need for Black August.
Yes.
Black August is not just something that was started way back decades ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just a, you know, reminiscent type thing that we're dealing with. No, this is real, actual stuff that's going on today.
Yes.
That needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. Positively agree with that. Okay. So, what are you... You don't have the music going. You don't have the outro set up for me to be saying what I'm saying.
Let me set the outro up for...
So again, we want to thank you for your support. Thank
what
you for
a queen
listening.
Bee.
Thank you. Also, census. We gave you three challenges last time. Census, register to vote, absentee vote. Get out there. And we also have school board voting. There's a lot going on. You guys need to
And municipal voting
for the
city councils around the
yes.
state.
Yes, be active. Be engaged is what we ask, and be well. But before you do that, we want you to always find your Sesame Street wherever that is. We want to always shout out our the people who are incarcerated, folks who are there, folks who were formerly incarcerated. We send you love, peace, and strength. And we also want to let you know that we totally and completely appreciate all of your support, all of your letters, all of your when you call in, when we were at the radio station. Mm-hmm. We'll be back when this thing kind of, this COVID-19 thing dies down. But we appreciate you. Again, we love
so
you.
So we'll be back in 2036.
All right, y'all. Stay well.